Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, my blog talk, this is Nevaeh, your host today, and welcome to the Women Veterans TV radio talk show. I'm your host, Nevaeh, the founder of Women's Veterans Thrift Boutique, which is a nonprofit that helps women veterans and widows of veterans with clothing and total makeovers. With their struggle, during their struggle and transitioning into civilian lifestyles. Some of the women veterans return to the United States jobless and homeless and need help getting back into everyday lifestyle. We do that by accepting donations of clothing, and right now we're in the midst of starting to get sponsors for total makeovers for these ladies. Not all veterans, women veterans return to the States that way, but the ones who do need our help. You can go to my website, which is www.womenveterans, the letter T, like in thrift, the letter B, like in boutique, .org. And once you're at the website, you'll be able to gain more information about the nonprofit's mission. Well, let's get on with the show. Today, we're going to give great acknowledgement to a lady that we saw an article for Women's History Month, which was last month in March. And this is an article about general demolished gender race barriers. Ooh, that's quite a topic. This is a lady. Her name is, hope I'm pronouncing the first name right, is Marcella Harris. She was born the time that the Tuskegee Airmen were earning their reputation over the skies of northern Africa and Italy. Ms. Harris would go on to break a number of racial and gender barriers during an illustrious Air Force career. Harris was born January 16, 1943, in Atlanta, Georgia, where she earned a bachelor degree in speech and drama in 1964. She then attended officers training school at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, where she was commissioned a second lieutenant in 1965. Wow, she started going up the ladder quick. During the early days of her career, Harris held assignments such as in California and West Germany before transitioning into the maintenance field at Chanute Air Force Base, Illinois, and graduating as the first female aircraft maintenance officer. What an accomplishment. Her first assignment as a maintenance officer was to support the Vietnam War as a seems as though I got disconnected somehow. Sorry about that. Okay, now, where were we? All right, we're talking about Ms. Harris as a maintenance supervisor with the 49th Tactical Fighter Squadron at Krait Royal Thai Air Force Base in Thailand. After stints back in California and Washington, D.C., Harris broke another barrier as one of the first women to be an air officer. As an air officer commanding at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. After commanding an avionics maintenance squadron and a field maintenance squadron, both in Kansas, and as a director of maintenance in Okinawa, Japan, Harris would make another first, this time as the first woman deputy commander for maintenance. But her biggest accomplishment was laid ahead when in 1991 became the first female African-American general. Wow. She pinned on her first star as the vice commander of the Oklahoma Center Air Logistics Center. Harris retired from Air Force in early 1997, where she served as director of the Maintenance Deputy Chief of Staff for Logistics, Headquarters Air Force. At that time, she was the highest-ranking female officer in the Air Force and the highest-ranking African female within the Defense Department. Woof! That's a lot. Harris continues to contribute to the Air Force even after her retirement. In 2010, President Barack Obama appointed her a member of the Board of Visitors for the U.S. Air Force Academy. As a board member, she inquires into the morale, discipline, curriculum, and other matters deemed appropriate. The board submits reports to the Secretary of Defense and the Committees on Armed Services of the Senate Congress via the Secretary of the Air Force. As she continues to serve the Air Force, she serves her community. She is a member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and a Delta Sigma Thay sorority. For her works in 2010, she was nationally recognized by the Black Girls Rock Foundation with the Trailblazer Award. This lady has difference making a mark in history, so that you know women do make a difference in the service, and women who are serving can come out and get their lives together and still continue on with outstanding positions and making a big asset in the world and history. We are just here as far as Women Veterans TB to help the women who have come out with problems because of their different services that they had endured or different locations that they were in the service, that they were physically damaged and are trying to get their lives together. We just want to help make a difference, and that's what our nonprofit's about. But we also want to encourage them by letting them know that their sisters are also still making strides and making a difference, and letting it be known that women do make a difference in the service and they are needed. So kudos goes to Ms. Harris, wherever you are now. This Blog Talk Radio talk host would like to thank you for everything that you are doing and have done in the past. I would like you to Twitter, and my call letter name there on Twitter is Nevaeh, and that's N-E-V as in victory, A-E-H-A-A-A. That's my Twitter. I also have a Facebook page for women veterans, and it's facebook.com/sewing SOWINGACED. SEED. Those are the three social networks from you. And continue to check in on our next show. Thank you.